This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2043. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 16th, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Austria, Bangladesh, Belarus, Benin, Brazil, China, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Europe, France, Guam, India, International Waters, Japan, Korea, South and North, Macedonia North, Peru, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, following up last week's report about English heard from Algeria, Richard Langley has been monitoring this closely and says, Radio Algérie Internationale transmits a single one-hour multilingual broadcast per day between 18 and 19 UT on 13820 via France. He says, I presume the shortwave broadcast continued to be parallel to streaming service, but not checked again, and that the shortwave broadcast is just a one-hour segment of their multilingual online service. That would seem to be the easiest to handle for RAI, for shortwave, rather than putting together a special broadcast. I've been automatically recording the hour using the Utrenta SDR receiver most days since 2 July. There is English most days, but not always. There is always French and Arabic and possibly Spanish. The English segment, consisting of one or two features, typically starts just before the bottom of the hour and lasts for about 10 minutes or so, but can start as late as 18:40. The titles of the program segments are not always clearly identified, but they are typically about Algerian arts and culture and history and travel destinations. The exception is the economic program. The buggy Issoudun transmitter putting out beeps is typically used, but there was one day with another good transmitter. During the first bye week in July, there was no English on Saturdays and on one of the Sundays, and occasionally other days lacking English or missed checking. Last week, as of July 9th, we were anticipating another special broadcast from LRA 36 Antarctica on Saturday, July 11th, starting at 14 UT. Among others, I monitored it extensively. It was supposed to be for 1 hour, but in fact, they stayed on the air for over 5 hours. I could not hear it direct, but only via a remote receiver in Brasilia. What's the frequency? Of course, 15475.98, USB with reduced carrier. There was quite a bit of discussion in Spanish during the first 2 hours, and this may have been because it was just after the Independence Day in Argentina of July 9th, their Independence Day weekend. I learned this because I investigated the source of the music and only music they started playing about 1640 UT. It was from Miguel Figueroa y su Conjunto. Under that name, I found them on FB with links to many of their other previously recorded performances. Very enjoyable music. The next day, July 12th, Horacio Negro in Uruguay passed on a message from Adrián Corroll, head of RAI back in Buenos Aires, that Horacio and Alejandro Alvarez suggested evaluating the performance of the LRA 36 transmitter in USB. And the technical manager of the station, Damian Tranamil, said they could carry out some tests, taking into account both that mode of emission and propagation. So, two more tests have been scheduled for Saturdays, July 18th and 25th, between 17 and 23 UT on 15476 from LRA 36. I suppose, although they haven't confirmed it, that they're still carrying out the regular Wednesday-only broadcast between 14 and 16 more or less. Tim Gaynor of our low-power affiliate in New South Wales Unique Radio tells us about another program on his station, CARN, Calling All Radio Nuts, spelled N-U-T-Z, a new DXer and SWL participation program. It's hosted by Jen, J-E-N, from Florida, alternate Saturdays at 19 UT on 3210, but you may need to hear it via streaming, www.uniqueradio.biz. Jen can also be heard on the RAD direct from the USA, UT Sundays at 16 to 18, that's Monday mornings in Australia, on 3210 USB and streaming. There are three Asian stations on 4750, Indonesia, China, and Bangladesh. But if you keep trying, you may hear only one of them if the other two are off. Ron Howard in California says that's what happened July 16th at 1241 until 1341. He was hearing Bangladesh Betar's home service. They have not resumed their external service, which was on this transmitter for a while. They did go back to the home service during Ramadan, but that's been over for quite a while. He heard the usual subcontinental music and singing, news on the hour at 13. His sunrise about then, just after Dhaka sunset, so nice gray line reception. This was very unusual on that date, since CNR1 China was clearly off the air, which normally dominates 4750. Then Voice of Indonesia was not heard either, a rare situation. And updating from last week, Alan Rowe in the UK, about those English broadcasts from Radio Belarus, which can be heard on shortwave only when they're relayed via Germany. However, English was not heard on Thursday, 9 July, at the new schedule, at 18 on 6005 or 1930 on 3985. Voice of Mongolia in English was heard at 18:30 as previously scheduled on 6005, while 3985 was in French at 19:30 as that was previously scheduled. However, another update, as of Friday, July 10th, Radio Belarus in English was again heard at 19:30 to 20:30 on 3985. Another example of extreme midsummer medium wave DX from West Africa to West Canada in IRCA, Steve, VE6WZ in Sundry, Alberta, reports on July 16th. He was hearing TWR Benin on 1566 and 1476 with some audio, better on 1566, much less fading, both signals remaining mostly steady. 1566 audio was in from Port of Fair from 0410 till 0445 fading. He had very poor audio at 0500 with music and ID bells, but he could not discern an ID. The usual mumbly preacher was being heard at 0413. At least four occasions lately when I checked just after midnight UT, Radio Nacional Amazonia Brazil on 11780 has suffered from suppressed and or distorted modulation. Is no one paying attention at Parque Rodeador? But the parallel frequency 6180 has been with good modulation, but somewhat more fading. I continue to hear lots of CNR1 jamming. When I checked before 14 UT, on numerous way out of band frequencies between 10 and 14 MHz, never the same set of frequencies from one day to the next. The jamming audio source is easily recognizable as the number one program from China. I seldom hear Fire Dragon, however, but Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, listening at a different time, has heard a couple of Fire Dragon jamming loops. In the NASA flash sheet, he reports July 6th at 11:23 on 6105 against Radio Taiwan International, and also July 9th at 12:22, also against RTI. The jamming I hear out of band is mostly against Sound of Hope. However, Mark says he usually hears CNR1 jamming instead of Fire Dragon on 9555. On Asilo Mar State Beach, California, Ron Howard has been monitoring the utmost of China's domestic services, CNR 17, in the Kazakh language, 9630. Saturday, July 11th, from 1235 to 1305, they had their weekend language lesson, teaching some English phrases after introduction in Chinese, ni hao. But he says it's a terrible format for a language lesson, with very prominent non-stop self-interfering whistling and humming throughout the entire program. Not really in the background, it's too strong. During weekdays, perhaps the lessons are at a much later time, such as 15 UT. Thanks to Ron's tip, Dan Sheedy, further south in California, was also hearing this at the same time, July 11th from 1255 on their other frequency, 11630, much better than 9630. Ron Howard also notes that another program from China, CNR6, returned to 6165 as of July 12th, after having been silent for about 6 days, therefore again blocking the ethnic program from Voice of Vietnam number 4. This is 1027 UT. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. I've heard a new set of spur blobs surrounding the fundamental frequency of 11670, plus or minus 39 or 40 kilohertz. Not all the time, but July 10th at 0218 on 11631 and 11709. Probably the same transmitter as heard in the mornings coming out of 13700. And this also has tones audible on the fundamental and the spurs, but closer to F natural than F sharp. That has been heard again July 14th at midnight 18. The totally incompetent Cuban jamming command is still running even when Radio Marti is off the air for 6 hours overnight. July 11th, just before 06 UT, there was residual jamming on 7335, 7345, 7365, 7405, and 7435. They have no consideration for innocent bystations and are hugely wasteful. Think how many undernourished Cubans could be fed for the cost of all that electro power alone. Furthermore, July 14th at 06:15, there was heavy jamming centered on 9805 and spurs out plus and minus 22 kilohertz. This was bearing Radio France International in Hausa as scheduled during that half hour only. Could the jamming command have heard that and assumed it was Radio Marti? It's on 9805 only between 10 and 13 UT. For over a year now, the CRI Portuguese service, relayed via Cuba on 13650 at 23 to midnight UT, has instead been filled with Chinese music. That's Beijing's fault, of course, for not producing Portuguese. But it's also distorted and undermodulated at times. And Rick Barton in Arizona, who frequently tunes by there, says on July 13th, this transmission carried CRI in English instead, but the next days it was back to Chinese music. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. Manuel Mendez in Lugo, Spain, or Friol, keeps us up to date about Equatorial Guinea, Radio Nacional Bata on 5005. The sign on time varies after 05 UT, and it's barely audible, very weak for him, but it is our only chance to hear it direct in North America. On July 10th, they came on at 0507, on July 11th at 0523, and also heard at 0517. Via Manuel Mendez and Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener, the Europirate Free Radio Service Holland, which may or may not be transmitting actually from the Netherlands, tells us about their upcoming broadcast. It's the 40th year of FRS broadcasting, and they're providing a number of thematic shows on shortwave, airing 3 weeks in a row on Sundays at 19 to 21 UT, starting off this July 19th. Frequencies 7700 and another to be announced later, most likely 5790. Full details, including the program schedule, are at their website, frsholland.nl. Mike Cooper in Atlanta asks, will RFI English ever return? I've been periodically checking the RFI English stream, not shortwave, to see if Paris Live has returned at 13 UT. Instead, there is only music. But I listened to WRN Europe to see what they are doing with the RFI slot. I heard the RFI English program for Tuesday, the 31st of March, on July 15th, which I guess has been running every day since then. An email to RFI English has elicited no response. From the Isle of Wight, Alan Holder, G4ZVH, replies on our WOR IO group, RFI's excellent sound kitchen show, a weekly podcast, is planned to resume this Saturday, July 18th. I'm sure that Susan Owens-V will update us on the situation regarding Paris Live. During the lockdown, she has been presenting weekly videos from her home, minus the music, which are available on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page. Susan has recently undergone spinal surgery, so hopefully she will be well enough to present the program this week. It is one of the few podcasts that I listen to regularly. There are plenty of interesting contributions from listeners, some excellent music of all genres, but none of them modern-day trash. Also, the regular quiz gives listeners a chance to win small RFI souvenirs. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2043. a non-commercial service, along with our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Wayne Davis of Trenton, New Jersey, who sent a generous check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. India Nan, Zenon Telish of Goa, India, has been in contact with Mike Sabin, Asia Broadcast Technical Operations Director of Transworld Radio, explaining some of their transmitter usage. KTWR Guam has two 250-kilowatt Thomson TSW-2250D transmitters and one 100-kilowatt HC-100. Our old Harris transmitters are gone. The Assamese, Kok Borok, and Manipur languages are aired at 250 kW, Nepali at 100. The 7465 and later 12160 broadcasts are from Moldova. 882 medium wave is running 350 kW instead of full power. The Urdu broadcast is relayed for FEBC. Filed under international waters, presumably in the Gulf of Mexico, some X-band beacons reported by Terry Kruger in Niceville, Florida, in the Panhandle. On June 17th at 11:48 UT on 1650 kHz, he heard the beeper, one of a couple beeping tone variants sporadically heard from his former Clearwater, Florida location since at least 2015. There was a half second or so tone about every 4 seconds, but with some sporadic longer gaps pointing northeast-southwest. He says, I presume this to be a malfunctioning semi-close highway advisory radio or traveler information station, but it's more mysterious than a straight line 280 or so miles away. There were the 9HPI and SAC oil rig beacons in the northern Gulf of Mexico, both on 1650 a few years ago. Maybe this is related. And I checked at local high noon central time. No trace of it in the daytime, and I'm about 8 miles from the Gulf. Then another report dated June 19th in the National Radio Club, 1650 again, DVS in the Gulf of Mexico, weak with the DVS call sign repeating in lower sideband at 1020 hertz. This was under the beeper previous reported, unidentified and reappearing tone signal, sporadically appearing a mystery. These were separately fading definitely from two different sources. It was last heard in mid-2018 from Clearwater, also both being heard by David Crawford in Titusville and John Santososo in Lakeland, Florida. He says, I suspect at least this DVS is an oil rig. Alan Rowe in England says, the coronavirus pandemic continues to affect output from NHK World Radio Japan. English news audio originating from NHK Newsline Television, heard during the opening 9 minutes in the French service on 11730 via France at 0530 Saturday, 11 July. And this was followed by audio from the English TV program Jay Mello with a voiceover in French. NHK Newsline TV audio continues also in the English service 5975 at 0500 Saturday. And Howard reports on Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH, clandestine from South to North Korea on 9100. July 9th, it was already on the air at 0733 with an English language lesson to be repeated at 11:30, so it looks as if they're running a 4-hour loop of programs. And as of Monday, July 13th, Ron reports these observed jump-around frequencies. All frequencies change this week. 3985, 4890, 5995, 6255 versus China, big mess, 6350 and 9105 at 1018, while the sibling station, VOP, made no changes this week. Getting back to Echo of Hope, on 4890, Thursday, July 16th, Ron Howard tuned in at 1346 to a news program in English, the first time he's heard that. It was partly in Korean, and the source of this not clear, but it was 2 weeks old, judging from the dates mentioned. Roberto Scaglione in Italy reports that the main medium-wave transmitter in North Macedonia, 810 kHz, was back on the air by July 11th. Also heard by Zaharias Liangas in Greece. He says in the evenings they're carrying some foreign languages, including Greek. From Embu, São Paulo, Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich Reports hearing Radio Quillabamba, Peru on 5025 between 2212 and 2240 UT, July 15th. Music from the Andes and talk in presumed Quechua, also some in Spanish. Alan Rowe reports the Voice of Turkey listeners' letterbox has resumed and is broadcast on Wednesdays, repeated Saturdays, in all the broadcasts starting at 1245 UT through the next day at 0315, including English to North America at 22 on 9830, but I found that transmission is very unreliable. You never know whether it will be on the air at all, and if it is, whether it will have teletype interference from NSS. Mike Cooper forwards a Reuters story July 15th that BBC says it would cut 520 jobs in its news operation, 70 more than the layoffs announced in January. Stephen Luce forwards a story from BBC itself about this, mostly about television or domestic radio, but says briefly, on BBC World Service, World Update, and The World This Week will end, while Daily Current Affairs show Newsday will shorten in length. And an update to that via Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener adds, World Service English will make some of the current streamlined schedule changes permanent, including reductions in the duration of Newsday in The World This Week will be decommissioned, and we will launch a new Africa-focused podcast. This controversy is concerning the U.S. Agency for Global Media, including VOA, being purged by the Trump administration. NPR reported July 9th that it would not extend visas for foreign journalists working in the U.S. for VOA, out of concern that they take jobs away from Americans and suspicions that some of them may not be loyal. Kim Elliott replies, the foreign journalists at VOA are not there to write commentaries, but to write news stories, and they have editors to make sure the stories adhere to VOA journalistic standards. So even if they are mullahs and America haters, quote-unquote, they are limited in the amount of mischief they can do. When a critic accuses a VOA journalist of being an America hater, it usually means the critic is unhappy that the journalist is not writing stories that support the critic's faction in the target country's politics. VOA News itself then reported some 76 foreign journalists working for VOA in Washington are facing possibility their visas, many of which expire this month, may not be renewed. The spokesman for USAGM says it's conducting a case-by-case assessment of J-1 renewal applications. The agency has 62 contractors and 14 full-time employees in the U.S. on J-1 visas. Via Stephen Michael Kellott and Mike Cooper, Politico.com, reports Cuba broadcaster confronts budget calamity amid fight with lawmakers. The Office of Cuba Broadcasting is running out of money and could be forced to furlough some of its employees and fire contractors. The budget crisis is due to the uproar Michael Pack's moves provoked on Capitol Hill. Senators in both parties fear the Trump administration is seeking to lean on coverage that is meant to be independent. It's not just payroll at risk. The office also has to pay for costs like electricity for Greenville, North Carolina's transmitting station. Harold Froge in Michigan comments, trying to enlighten the commie Cubans would seem to be a rather low-priority expenditure under current circumstances. John Jurasek, the VORW, says he's doing a special broadcast the weekend of July 18th and 19th, including live to Europe, via Austria, not Germany, on 6070, for 1 hour Saturday at 17 UT and 2 hours Sunday at 13, and also via WRMI Saturday at 22 on 9395, Sunday at 21 on 7780, and UT Monday at 02 on 5850. The two English frequencies of WEWN continue to be AWOL as of July 16th, 15610 in the afternoons and 9385 at night. On July 13th, I got a reply from frequency manager Glenn Tapley about what's going on. He said filament and cable repair should be back in a day or two. Medium Wave Circle in the UK reports that 1510 KCKK Littleton, Colorado has been sold. It was Mile High Sports Radio until 2014 and then Rock 93.7, and a variety of formats before that, including country and oldies. Hunt Broadcasting sold KCKK in January to a California-based Christian broadcaster, Radio 74 Internationale. It went silent on May 15th. Their Facebook page said they changed call signs to KPLS and resumed on May 24th. KPLS stands for Positive Lifestyle, or K-Plus for short. Also in the Medium Wave Circle, Barry Davies quotes DX Mid-America that WPRR, Public Reality Radio, 1680 in Ada, Michigan, had been off the air since July 8th. This was reported July 12th. Not yet known if it's permanent. The WTFDA GG, Mike Bagoy in Connecticut, says the end of Franken FMs. They have until July 13th, 2021 to switch to digital or go away. The same goes for analog TV translators. It forwards an announcement from the FCC. The Media Bureau reminds low-power TV and translator stations of July 13th next year, digital transition date. Only 1 year remains when stations must terminate all analog television operations, regardless of whether their digital facilities are operational. It's a hard deadline. No extensions or continuation of analog operations will be permitted. Those so-called Franken FM operations are not mentioned explicitly here. That certainly affects them, and Doug Smith found a reply from their trade organization at ecfsapi.fcc.gov. Venture argues that an analog audio carrier can be fit into the top of a 6 MHz digital channel, but Doug Smith is very skeptical about this. They're trying very hard to make the case that FM stations, which are actually licensed as TV stations on 87.7 or so, are serving the public interest and still can be accommodated. These function in quite a number of major cities around the country. One of those is MeTV FM in Chicago. Here's some food for thought from Carl Zuck in New York, also on the WTFDA GG. This may be very unpopular, but television is obsolete. It costs a fortune to keep broadcasts on the air 24/7, 365. Everyone wants video on demand. People under a certain age don't understand what radio and TV is about, or even recognize its existence. Streaming is cheap and accessible. TV and radio have both been savaged with a constant onslaught of electronic device noise. One plasma TV can wipe out a quarter-mile radius. The PBS TV stations in New York Metro have launched free-access streaming sites. This is the future. If everything were online, you could eliminate all the transmitters, all the towers, all the CATV head-ends and archaic distribution, and all the expensive people you need to make this fly. Lousy reception will be a thing of the past. Radio is similar. I grew up working in radio. I loved radio. I miss it. But it is over. Carl Zuck says, I can't listen to 8-minute obnoxious ad pods during drive times. I don't like off-color humor. There is no local content. Radio? Is that like a smart speaker? Is it the year 2020? Try buying a radio in a store, huh? Nothing I am saying is a new and novel thought. Go all internet. Go very lean in operating expenses. I wish you well. Or stick to the model of TV and radio that we grew up with and prepare bankruptcy paperwork. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2043. The HF Propagation Outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field expected to range from quiet to active levels. ANKNC is peaking at 10 and 3 on August 1st. Solar flux steady at 68 or 69. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2043 with a standard disclaimer.